Καλά, ρε. Λέλε. Yeah, right on time.
Right on
time. Haribo, you came finally. Yeah. Say, I should have brought my geek. Jai Radha Madhava Kunj Bihari.
Thank you.
Prabhupada Paramhamsa Parivrijakacharya Sputtara Sadashi Srimati Sadhivayendra Srila Vachanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
ISKCON Divinity Founder Acharya Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
Jai Vishnupada Paramhamsa Parivrijakacharya Sputtara Sadashi Srimati His Divine Krishna Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Shri Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Shri Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prems Kahosa Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop Kapina Shyam Kanda Radha Kunda Giri Gurdan Ki
Jai
Brajami Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Adipapur Dham Ki Jai Ganga Mai Ki Jai Jamuna Mai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi ki jai, Tulsi Maharani ki jai, Samartha Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaura Premanande, oh glorious assembly
glories,
oh glorious assembly glories, oh glorious assembly glories, glorious Shishi Guru and Shivaram. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
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 We are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 11, text number 18. Garga Poncha. Okay. So, this chapter is about the universal form. Krishna is showing this Virata Rupa to Arjuna because he had desire to know what Lord Krishna was describing about his manifested energies. And that was the original question of Arjuna, that how should I realize you, my dear Lord, that you are pervaded in each and every atom of this material universe? So, see the link. It is too difficult to see the form of Paramatma. We discussed a little bit in the morning also. Hindi mein bole?
Haan
ji. Angreji mein bole? What's your medium, Mata?
English will be better.
Belma.
English.
English will be better.
English will be better. Okay. So, we were discussing about visualizing Paramatma. But visualization of Paramatma is extremely difficult. Yogis even do not try to see Paramatma in each and every atom. They rather try to concentrate within their own heart by yoga process. Right? So, we see the subject matter of realizing Paramatma is one thing, visualizing is another thing. You can understand the Paramatma is situated in each and every atom, between the atom, without the atom, and simultaneously he is sitting in every living entity's heart also. So these are different features of the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is expanding himself. Who is expanding himself in order to reach us at different levels. It's extremely difficult to know without the help of the Supreme. It's extremely difficult to know. We are not knowledgeable. Om adhyana timirandasya jnanam janashalakaya chakshur militam yena tasmai sri guruve namaha. We are born in darkness of ignorance. But only with the help of the self-realized spiritual master that he can open our eyes and put us on the platform of transcendental vision. Then and then there is something possible. But Krishna is telling that this spiritual master who is coming in the bona fide succession takes the energy which is derived from me and utilizes in my service by employing it in revealing the absolute truth. The absolute truth in personality is himself. And his localization, which is all-pervading, omnipresence, that is his Paramatma feature. But his influence is pervading even without localization, that sustains the whole material universe for some time. That Paramatma has a function. Vishnu is a preserver of this material cosmic manifestation that we all know. But how does he preserve unless he is present? So he does not have to be in person presence, but he can send his energy in the form of Brahman, the transcendental effulgence of the Lord, the influence of him can sustain. It's identical in nature. So, Arjun wanted, to visualize these manifested energies. He said to Krishna, that how am I to know that you are pervading, as you claim? How am I to know? Do you have something to show? So Krishna says, why not? But even if I explain you all these opulences of mine, there is no end of it. So I'm just trying to tell you the main principal ones. And he gives various examples and it baffles us. Have you ever tasted Krishna in taste of water? But he says, I am the taste of water. Raso aham apsu kaunteya prabhashashi suryo. I am the effulgence of the sun and moon. The effulgence comes from me. So Krishna must be very effulgent who can make others effulgent. Self-realization is also enlightenment, they call it. Enlightenment means there must be light coming out. But what kind of light? Torch light? No, the light of knowledge. Because that knowledge gives us guidance, exactly where to go, how to go. Right? So, this enlightenment is not only ephemeral, means superficial or theoretical, to understand simply by the usage of word. No, person should be factually seeing face to face. Otherwise, what is the use? If there is light and yet he is blind, how is it possible? So, the subject matter develops on the aspect of realizing Krishna, in fact, as he claims. No other personalities can ever exhibit such pastimes that Krishna is exhibiting. If he claims, he proves. He's not claiming simply the prowess of his strength. No, he has all six opulences that is proven. So, in the beginning of this chapter, what happens? Krishna concluded previously that, Arjun, what is the use of knowing all these things? What is the use? It is too difficult to realize, even though it is right before you. Because in Kali Yuga, people are dull-headed. They don't have enough intelligence to understand. So something is to be needed to purify them. So if they don't take the purificatory process, how is it possible that they will understand and then realize through such descriptions? So Krishna is telling Arjuna, it's a waste of time to enumerate all these opulences of mind which are manifested, and you can be attracted to them. So no, that is coming from a prowess of mind. Then he says, well, forget it, because I don't think you have brain to understand. Just know only one thing. Athavakin bahuna gyatena tava Arjun. My dear Arjun, what is the need of knowing all these things in detail? Just know this thing. Vishtabhyam aham krishnam ekansena jagatostita. I am pervaded with all my opulences in this material world simply by my fraction of being. Only a fraction. Ekansena jagatostita. So generally when we see completeness, ek ansh and chaturthansh mean four. What it means, ekansena jagatostita, in the entire manifested material world, ekansena means only is one fourth. So what about the three fourth? The three fourth of the existence is eternally existent. That is three times more. And we are struggling to find out even the depth of one fourth of existence. In the science, they cannot see. They say that the universe is expanding because all the pulsars and the big nebulas are, you know, simply exploding, and they are making more and more universes. And they can't find an end to it. So they are puzzled right now. So they think at home they can trap God by that splitting of, you know, and right now they are doing it, this experiment. Remember we talked yesterday a little bit? A super collider between France and Switzerland, 25 kilometers, they made a super magnet, and they are trying to trap him at home. God particle at home. Trap him. Because they can't run their brain. They think we can do this way. So let's see who wins, who can trap whom. Right? So here we are reminded by Lord Krishna that he is Purnam, means complete and whole, and this one fourth of material creation that is baffling us. So what about the three fourth majority of the creation? That is Vaikuntha. This one fourth is coming in existence for some time, sustained for some time, and dissolved. While the three fourth is never touched, it is eternal. So Arjun is understanding, but his inquisitiveness is not getting over. He requests, my dear, if you think that I am capable to visualize. He thinks he is understanding, but now he is talking of visualization. That if you think, if you show me all these opulences which are manifested right in one space, one form, one place, can you please show me? And Krishna said, well, surely, why not? There's nothing impossible. But you can't see this with your present eyes. You know? But you are my friend and a devotee, so let me bestow you this divine eyes, so by which you will be able to see. Divyam dadami te chakshu. Now, to realize this material form called Virat Rupa that Krishna is showing, you still need divine eyes. So how is it possible that Arjun was trying to understand with material knowledge about the opulences of Krishna, that he is tasting water? With material knowledge you cannot. But when it comes to see face to face such a form, still it is impossible, it's harder to see. But Krishna is favoring because he is friend and a devotee. So Krishna may choose to reveal himself. But still he says that you can't see with your present eyes. They are eyes made up of skin. What are they better than anything than camera? Camera cannot realize themselves that they are taking photos. But you try to see. These eyes are unrealized eyes. Rather, you cultivate the divine knowledge, and I'm giving you. Krishna gives him divine knowledge because he is divine. He can make devotees divine by, imparting such knowledge, either through himself directly to the Arjuna or to via bona fide medium, that is the Guru. So, the possibility of becoming divine or to see the things as they are in divinity will be possible and practical. So, Arjuna got the eyes, and all of a sudden what he sees with this eye? He sees gigantic form of all material manifested opulences simultaneously existing in one place and one personality. And he had hundreds and thousands of heads and arms, and so many faces were ghastly looking, so many are good looking, but seeing such form is trembling to Arjuna. But at the same time, when he saw the activity of this form, he became more frightened. He lost all the composures. He was so fearful that immediately he thought he offended Lord Krishna. So he admits each and everything, that in ignorance, he was playing with Krishna, he was sitting with Krishna, he was eating with Krishna, not realizing this divinity and supremacy of this personality. He was taking him cheap as a friend, like this. So he started apologizing. But then he was a little relieved by the apology. And then he had a little guts to ask, "Who are you? Why are you here?" He asked for it and then he forgot. Because this form of Krishna was completely horrifying. So he lost all the memory. So he's asking, "Who are you?" And Krishna responds, "Time, I am the destroyer of all the dynasties." And Arjuna was practically seeing that Bhishma Pitama, Dronacharya, they were all his worshipable gurus and elders, and he didn't want to kill them in the first place. For that he created the whole fuss about, for 1.5 hours that Krishna has to work hard on him to convert him, to brainwash him, whatever it is. So Arjuna, forgot. And he's asking, and when he really saw that they were rushing in the mouth of the Virat Rupas, the flames were coming out from the mouth, and it is just like a devastation going on. And he virtually saw Dronacharya hanging between the teeth, and even Bhishma Pitama, was getting into the mouth, rushing into the mouth, just to get devoured. So such a ghastly scene, it was totally unbearable for him, And what was his activity? He says, plain and simple, "I am the destroyer, time I am, the destroyer of all the dynasty." And why? Because it's my desire. It's my function to balance out the reactions of the miscreants and simultaneously to resurrect my devotees, relieve them. I'm present here. So Arjuna thought that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but if I start talking to him in that references, where is the question of my friendship now? the knowledge of the absolute truth, personality of Godhead, is more disheartening than losing the relationships. So they don't want. Yeah. So anybody, oh no, you are my friend. Please forgive me. I was mistaken. But I don't like your this supremacy here. Right? So Arjun was completely horrified instead of pacified. Therefore he has to request, please withdraw this. Withdraw this. This particular form is now being described in this chapter. So we would like to look into them and then talk more about. So text number 16, 17, 18, 19, that we will try to look into them. O Lord of the universe, O universal form, I see in your body many arms, bellies, mouths and eyes expanded everywhere without limit. I see in you no end, no middle and no beginning. This is the unlimited feature. Your form is difficult to see because of its glaring effulgence spreading on all sides like blazing fire or the immeasurable radiance of the sun. Yet I see this glowing form everywhere, adorned with various crowns, clubs and discs. Krishna's even material form is so glaring. But his face is very distinct in it. To whom the face will be seen behind the glowing effulgence? That is the subject matter we will discuss today. The next verse, it says, you are the supreme primal object, you are the ultimate resting place of all these universes, you are inexhaustible and you are the oldest, you are the maintainer of eternal religion, the personality of Godhead, that is my opinion. He immediately conceded, without going into any doubt or argument, that is the kind of material form shown by Krishna. You are without origin, middle and end. Your glory is unlimited. You have numberless arms and the suns and moons are your eyes. I see you with blazing fire coming out from your mouth, burning this entire universe by your radiance. Now, Srila Prabhupada writes in purport that there is no limit to the extent of six opulences of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here and in many other places there is repetition, but according to the scriptures, repetition of the glories of Krishna is not literary weakness. It is said that at time of bewilderment or wonder or great ecstasy, statements are repeated over and over. That is not a flaw. Where you are in a high, you simply go on repeating, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That is madness. You keep on repeating. But emphasis is given because it is absolute truth. So here it is saying that, my dear Lord, your glaring effulgence is preventing one to see the actual feature behind it. This is also the same idea expressed in Ishopanishad. The devotee prays, Hiranmayena patrina satyasya pitam mukham tat pushnam apavru satya dharmaya darshani. My dear Lord, if you think I am qualified, then please remove your dazzling effulgence which is hiding your beautiful face. So Arjuna is requesting Krishna to show his most charming, beautiful form in order to pacify him so he can relate. Otherwise it is extremely difficult to relate to this Virata Rupa. If Virata Rupa comes in between of us, then what are we going to say? We will flee away. First of all, it is so ghastly. you know, will run away. Even though he is God, but we'll run away from him. We will be failing to it, understand, because this form is not relating some commonalities between us. So, later on, he requests Lord Krishna to show his Saumya Bahu, the most pleasant, beautiful, attractive, charming form, which is intent, two-handed. Arjuna was not related with Krishna with four-handed form also. You know. So, it's pretty important to understand that the transcendental understanding about the influence of the Lord is a subject matter of the Absolute Truth. But to see Jaro, you're going? Why? All right. We'll see later. So, the subject matter of the Absolute Truth must be developed to understand the impersonal aspect of the effulgence is not in all. Arjuna was not simply curious to see the form of the Lord, even material form. But rather he is trying to help us to understand the influence of the Lord, the material form of the Lord, called Virata Rupa, and then the transcendental form of the Lord through Paramatma and Bhagavan realizations. Now, nobody worships Virata Rupa, even though Virata Rupa has been displayed about 3-4 times during Mahabharata. Even Duryodhan also was shown this Virata Rupa, but he did not understand. You know, he became more angry, calling Krishna to be a magician. You think you are doing magic and make me afraid? Forget it. You know, you have come to beg on behalf of Pandavas, three villages, but I'm not giving you damn. You know, he was so much abusive. So Krishna showed, you don't know my feature that I'm going to devour everything. So he showed Virata Rupa, more ghastlier than what Arjuna is saying. But still, that fool did not understand Krishna. Instead, he said, "Oh, I will call my guards to imprison you if you are doing like this." Krishna said, "You can't imprison me. I can be only imprisoned by the love of my devotee, not otherwise. Get out, rascal. I will never come into your hands anymore." Like that. So, and this created doom of Duryodhana, offense. But one who is very inquisitive, he has to be rather progressive, develop very nice rapport in understanding then how the material world is created by him for maintenance and dissolution. That has to be understood too in proper perspective, and then above, come to the knowledge of Paramatma realization, because he is sitting in everyone's heart. And Brahmayan Sarva Bhutani Jantrarudhani Maya, he is making all the all the souls are riding on the machine called the body, you know, to look for satisfying their desires. So he is making them wander. So, that is Paramatma feature. And then afterwards, in pure devotional service, one can realize the feature of the Absolute Truth, personality of Godhead. That is Krishna as two-handed form. So, the Narayan forms or Chaturbhuj Paramatma sitting in the heart and impersonal aspect even though the subject matter is the absolute truth, but at the same time it has a gradual, you know, maturity coming in visualization of the personality of Godhead. So personal feature is much more appreciated because Arjun could relate. We are only experienced in this, but at the same time our obligation is to surrender. We can't surrender the unknown, unseen. How many people are yogis? How many people are making their life perfection to visualize the Lord in their heart? That is yoga process. Hardly anybody can claim, because this is not the age for this yoga. Meditation was the means in Satya Yoga. This is not the age. So, what are we left with? The personality aspect. The topmost subject matter that was gradually achieved, we are supposed to have only that access. But it is easily available simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So that is the theme of Bhagavad Gita that will develop on this, you know, situation. So anybody has any question?
With the Virat Rupa, even in Bhagavatam it described it's a material form. We try and understand that Krishna is Satchidananda Vigraha having a spiritual form. That apparent difference, how to understand?
During the creation, in the manifestation of material energy, after Mahavishnu glanced over, right, the transformation started. After three modes, the universes were created, right? But under what pretext the living entities would be regaining their swarupa? Who would go? Who would control? Which part of their body will be controlled by whom? So Virata Rupa means sum total of all material energy came to formulate himself first. That is what Brahma saw. Brahma saw that the Lord, who is in tune with his transcendental potency, now he is coming to form the different species of life, and but I'll be the instrument. Energy is his. So he is giving me the plan. So he has to get in the form of Virata Rupa. This Virata Rupa, even though slowly it was manifesting before the eyes of Brahma, so he could understand, you know. So it is said that when the nose of Virata Rupa was formulated, you know, that place was immediately occupied with the Ashwini Kumaras, the demigods, but they were not manifested, but they were in subtle form, so they got their place. At least place of functionality was given. So similarly, when the mouth of Virata Rupa was formed, Agni took the charge of it. Agni was not manifested yet, but as a subtle, there is employment service, his already placement done by Brahmaji. Placement was done. So in this way, Brahma saw the whole Virata Rupa and how everything is so coordinated in cooperation for fulfilling his desire. So Brahma then got ready, you know. When this knowledge was perfectly given to him, Virata Rupa disappeared. Instead he saw Hiranyagarbha, the Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, and then he could realize that he is coming, born from the navel, and he was sprouted out from lotus that was growing from his navel. So the Lord was pleased with him because now he is able to visualize. Otherwise everything was dark. He could not know himself previously, that now he is able to realize. That is the mercy of the Lord, and he recognizes that. But now, as a functionary, that to create this material world and populate it, you know, the Lord has given him tasks. So Brahma understood. So he is begging for creative energy. The whole chapter is devoted that Brahma begs for the creative energy so he can do the creation according to his desire, Lord's desire, in the service of the Lord. So to give different bodies to different living entities is no joke. But Brahma recognized that without his desire and his energy, I will not be able to do it. So this is how the Virata Rupa is only temporary form of material energy, and the sum total of that personality appears for time being to make Brahma understand. So from that, the similar Purushas will be formed, and yet their senses will be controlled by the demigods. If they violate the principles, the demigods even flee from such senses. While in a cow, all the 33 demigods are residing. And in our functionary aspect, it is said, even in our body, there is control of the demigods, just like Virata Rupa. But in Kali Yuga, in an impure body, do you think the demigods are attracted to leave? It is said that Lord Ganesh has his situation in the rectum. Yes, it's in the Tantras and Puranas also there. Just like Ashwini Kumar has in the nostrils, Ganesh has place in the rectum. The rectum is the nastiest place in Kali Yuga. Nana yoni phire, kadarya bhakshan kare, tarajanam adhapate jaye. And we try to appease Ganesh by eating something nasty and polluting his own position. It's completely contradictory. So, we can see there are so many situations which are contradictory by nature of Kali Yuga. It's dosha niti. Everything in our conception is dosha yukta, faulty. So what to speak of other things? We are actually not in position to glorify the demigods even. We are insulting them. And we cheat right out. So do you think any auspiciousness is coming out from worship of the demigods? No. Yes, Papaji.
Thank you. You told us, we have been listening to you for some time now. You told us about Mahavishnu, Krishna himself, Mahavishnu, Shirodakshaya Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Katvodakshaya Vishnu, and then demigods, and then after that the marginal energies, and then after that the lower animals, and the Virat Rupa. But there is a statement made by Krishna himself. He says, Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra, Sarvam Jame Pashyati, Tasyam Na Pranashyami, Tachyame Na Pranashyati. What are you looking at there when you say, Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra? Where do we look at it?
Okay. Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra. If anyone sees me everywhere,
where is the everywhere?
Right. Now, what is the everywhere? Everywhere is, do you think, bereft of him? His energy, his influence? To see means to also understand. To see means not factually seeing, you know, but recognizing his presence. That is also seeing. Alright, just tell. When you are given an order by your spiritual master, and suppose if he says, go to Antarctica and start preaching, you will be alone. But then, what is your accompaniment? Who would you see there? Your spiritual master may not be there, but you will not feel alone because your instruction will be there. Right? So, do you think instructions are less on the platform of realized instruction than seeing and realizing? Sometimes we see and we act, we don't see so many things. Huh? So Krishna is teaching you how to see. Yaha pashyati sa pashyati. If we see through the instructions of Lord Shri Krishna, then it is a correct way to see. Otherwise we are seeing and we are misunderstanding. What are we able to see with these material eyes? Nothing but only reflected eye, sight or the light. Everybody studies in high school that I can see your face only because the light of the sun is reflecting in your object. Some portion of the light has been absorbed, but the rest is being reflected and it is coming on me to see a particular shape. Maybe three-dimensional, two-dimensional. But Krishna is trying to put you in the fourth dimension. It's called Turiya. That is transcendental dimension. So try to see through the eyes of divinity. That is the correct way to see. Krishna is on transcendental platform and you must develop transcendental platform to see. You know? And you will see there is nothing but Krishna. Vasudevam sarvamiti. So Mahatma Sudurlava. Whatever it is of Vasudeva or Krishna. You don't have to see Krishna playing flute there. Krishna has many expansions. Try to see appropriately in those places. Otherwise he also says that I have created these material universes and yet I am not in them. I have created your social systems, but I don't belong to it. Which varna and ashram you will fit Krishna in? But there is no varna and ashram there. Varna ashram is for us, those who are embodied. Krishna is not an embodied situation. He has transcendental body that does not require embodiment because he is fully cognizant and he never falls down. But we, even though we have transcendental body, we fell down. So our process of seeing became contradictory. So he teaches you the way he sees, we have to accept that way. So yaha pashyati, saha pashyati.
This is what Prabhupada is trying to tell us.
Na chasvatte avasthitam. Even though everything is existing, but you know, I myself as personality do not exist in that. It is my energy. Prabhupada expresses that the king doesn't have to go and be there every time, 24 hours a day, just because you wanted him. No. He has a lot of ministers and others who are working for him. Therefore, Krishna has nothing to do and nothing to prove to you. But out of kindness, he is explaining the reality he is in, and in connection of him, our reality will be exposed because we are part and parcel of him. We are not this material bodies.